coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Faith That Functions with Pastor Gordon Naumann.
Welcome. Today we're going to look at Revelation chapter 14, verses 6 to 7. This is the second lesson for the 23rd Sunday after Pentecost. From the English Standard Version, our text reads, "Then I saw another angel flying in midair. He had the eternal gospel to proclaim to those who live on the earth, to every nation, tribe, language, and people. He said in a loud voice, 'Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come. Worship him who made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the springs of water.'" Already during Luther's life, then at his funeral, and throughout the years since, many Lutherans, including C.F.W. Walther, have understood this verse of our text to be a prophecy of Martin Luther and the Reformation, which we celebrate today. God's great gift to the Church through Luther was to set free, for all to hear, the eternal gospel of salvation by grace through faith alone, won for us by Christ Jesus alone. And what that messenger of God, whether Luther or any of those who carry out the same mission, give us is God's own word on how we Reformation Christians are to worship him. Again, verse 7, "The angel said with a loud voice, 'Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water.'" Hear again what the angel said. We worship God rightly when we fear him, glorify him, and worship him where he wants, in Christ. We worship God rightly when we fear him. All of us Lutherans know that from his catechism. We should fear and love God, etc. It's written before the instruction of every commandment in Luther's explanations. But this does not quite measure up to being afraid of God. The point is that we're not to be anxious about the wrath of God. To trick someone into obeying them out of fear of wrath is actually only really what men do, or what the devil will do in usurping God's authority. In Revelation, the power of the enemy is described in the dragon and the beasts. They induce fear, and thus people do what they want. But that is actually quite ridiculous and unwise. It can actually produce infidelity, because people start believing they're doomed anyway, so they may as well sin. It's horrible for two reasons. First of all, God is more powerful than the devil, no matter how much he may boast or at the time convince us of his power. And second, God's love is directed toward us even more than his wrath. History has told this story time and time again. The truth will always remain that our lives are in the hands of God, our Creator. Fearing God and so caring about him more than anything else is actually the very reason we need not be afraid in the end. Yes, there is the wrath of God for sin, but that was spent on Jesus Christ on our behalf. The truth now is that we are to care more for God, not out of fear, but out of love for how much he has loved us. Therefore, there is nothing to fear, not in the sense of literally being afraid, not if God is on our side. What we are to see then is that the phrase "fear of God" is but a noble one, in the knowledge of what he has endured for us. We are to be in awe of God. He has freed us and keeps us free from those who would enslave us to sin. It's the devil who continues to remind us of our sin in a way that we would despair and die. It is in this respect that we understand the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge and wisdom, Proverbs 1:7 and 9:10. In the same sense we fear for our children, it means we take care of their well-being. When we fear God, there is the clear acknowledgement that we care about him and what he wants for our lives. And because he is God, we care about him more than anyone or anything else. To fear God is thus fulfilling the first commandment. We should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. We are to have no other gods before him. The fear of God will not be ingratiating. As God is the Creator, it is quite simply the honor due Him from His creatures. He is the All-Powerful One. But thanks be to God through Christ Jesus our Lord, He is the All-Loving One. He's the One who forgives. But with you there is forgiveness that you may be feared. Psalm 134. He provided the Lamb that was slain and thus showed us His great love. Therefore, yes, we are called even to die rather than forsake Him, as we promised at our confirmations. It's that important. And the Reformation also shows us that it is not simply heroes with great natural gifts that make a difference, but how faith, when it rightly relies on God's Word, both strengthens and encourages every believer. God brings about the very kingdom of God through every one of us, you and me. In the name of Jesus, we all make a stand. You're listening to Faith That Functions with me, Pastor Gordon Naumann. We'll take a break now, and when we come back, we'll continue with what it is to rightly worship God. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. I am Pastor Gordon Naumann, and this is Faith That Functions.
If you like what you're listening to, then let your contacts know about Lutheran Radio UK. Use the Spread the Word function on our website, lutheranradio.co.uk, and tell your friends on Facebook and Twitter. Alternatively, you can write the emails of your contacts in the Tell a Friend field at the bottom of our main page, and we'll send them a personalized invitation to listen. Help us to proclaim the good news of Christ by telling others about Lutheran Radio UK. And don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, and we will keep you right up to date about our programs.
Careful now, children. Have a good weekend, and don't forget to bring your homework on Monday morning.
Hey, Gabby, do you want to come and play with us?
Cool. When?
Sunday morning.
Sorry, I can't. I got Sunday school.
School on Sunday? Don't you get bored?
Do I get bored of learning how much Jesus loves me? Of course not.
How about homework?
I love it, because Sunday school is about Jesus' work for us.
Bring your children to Sunday school. Our Sunday schools are all about Jesus and to all God's children. Find out where your nearest Lutheran congregation is on lutheran.co.uk.
The cantatas of J.S. Bach form one of the most impressive musical achievements in the history of Western music. Over a period of several years, Bach wrote a new cantata every week to adorn the worship of the St. Thomas Church in Leipzig. A breathtaking task, producing some of the world's greatest church music.
Pastor Tapanisi Maiocchi combines profound Lutheran theology with exquisite music as he introduces a cantata written by Bach for each Sunday of the church year.
Sunday Cantata. Tune in to enjoy great Christian teaching through delightful music.
Go to lutheranradio.co.uk for times and podcasts.
You are listening to Lutheran Radio UK, all about Christ and to all God's people.
Before the break, we were talking about how Luther, among the many angels or messengers of the gospel, has freed us to worship God rightly again. Today, we are celebrating the Reformation. If you, the listener, have any questions or comments, send in an email to us at info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Back to the message. We worship God rightly when we glorify Him. Sadly, there is such a thing as false worship, which ends up glorifying the worshipper, or worse, other gods are involved. The worship of prosperity, for example, and a good life in general, or in specific. Worship of omens, which give us this false hope. Rather, we give glory to God properly when we are directly acknowledging and praising Him for what He has done, and promises to do still for us as the Redeemer God, as the Savior of the world, as the One who atoned for the sins of us all. For this is how God will come to judge the earth, so that all will be made accountable to Him. We can either deny the fact that He is the only worthy One who has ever walked among us, whereby we are shielding ourselves from the true stark reality of sin and try to earn our righteousness before God, or we can praise the name of our Lord as justly judging our sin in Christ Jesus, and that He has received what we justly deserve still. We are already judged guilty, but Jesus has already been judged guilty in our stead. That's how it works. So rightly fear God, honor him. If you can help it, don't skip a week of worship to him, because he deserves nothing less. This is all to say, glorify God and worship him where he wants to be worshipped. We worship God rightly when we worship him. Now that sounds easy. We've got our liturgy, we've got the hymns, we've got our canticles. But again, to worship God rightly is not to think that we are necessarily pleasing him by faithfully doing this for God, but that we are necessarily receiving this worship from God. This worship we do is what we have been given, nothing less. Obviously, it's not that easy. We look to the Israelites in the desert and how they built a golden calf. They decided to do more than that which they were given. They saw worship as more sacrificial than sacramental. They weren't looking so much at what God was doing for them than what they were doing for God, which quite frankly was nothing. If we are worshiping correctly, we are receiving only what God has given us with which to worship. Could we dance, I suppose? Could we have a grand band? I guess. But how much would it take to distract our emphasis away from what God is giving us? His pure and simple word conveyed to us sacramentally is his objective for our life and salvation. Put quite simply, we don't worship God rightly when we despise his word, when we do not think that it's worth receiving often as it is offered, say. When is it that we should not gladly hear and learn it? Does that time ever come? Not really. Only for the very conceited or even the slightly selfish, and I say that, by the way, so that we can all put ourselves into one of those categories. Let us but pray that we are not displeasing God with false teaching. As far as I am able to deduce, by the grace of God and by the calling of my office, the one place God does want to be worshipped is in Christ. God sent his Son as the way, John 14:6, by his death on the cross. He is the temple of God, John 2:19, who was destroyed and raised up again. We worship God rightly when we listen to his words, Mark 9:7, and believe them, John 6:63, for they proclaim Christ. That includes that we trust in Christ's work in baptism and in his supper, where we receive again life and salvation. Because God wants us to believe in his Son and gives everything through him, God wants to be worshipped through faith so that we receive from him those things he promises and offers. That is according to the Apology to the Augsburg Confession, Article 4, Paragraph 49. Therefore, works-based righteousness has no place in the Church. It is idolatry and a denial of Christ's saving work alone for our salvation. True worship is to receive in faith God's gifts, all procured by Christ crucified. Our praise, our good works are the answer of faith, that is, depending on the gifts of God. We celebrate Reformation properly when we remember it is an event in which the eternal gospel has been clearly proclaimed and people have been called to repent and to worship God alone. We give thanks that God has continued to have his eternal gospel proclaimed through many faithful witnesses since the Reformation, and pray that God will keep us in the one true faith unto life everlasting, and will preserve the preaching of the gospel among us and for our children, now and forevermore. Amen. You've been listening to Faith That Functions. The podcast of this program, as well as previous episodes, are available for download from our website, lutheranradio.co.uk. My name is Pastor Gordon Allman. I serve a lovely congregation in Cardiff, Wales, and you can find us at stdavidcardiff.webs.com. Thank you for listening. If you want to hear more, then tune in next week as we again delve into the richness of God's Word in the next episode of Faith That Functions, where we will again find out what the text meant for the audience of its time, who Jesus was speaking to, and what it means for us today. Let us discover together again the wisdom of Scripture. God bless you, and I look forward to speaking to you soon on Lutheran Radio UK.